for some time now, slut. And what a good little fuck toy you are. But I'll admit, sometimes I wonder if you could be an even better toy. What if you really were a toy? Like one of those real dolls. If only I could store you away in the closet when I don't need you. Only take you out when I want to use you. When I want to fuck you. When I want to slide my cock in one of your holes. Yes, a toy like that. An object. Well, I wouldn't be able to move. So I wouldn't need to tie it down, restrain it like I have you now, and I wouldn't need to put a gag in its mouth like the one you're wearing for me. No. I could pose you, manipulate you in any way I wanted, prop you up against some pillows, against the wall, or just lay you down, take you anytime I like. Not that I don't already, but there does seem to be a certain convenience there. And of course, having bought and paid for you, ordered you, custom made, well, do exacting specifications. Oh, don't look hurt. Oh, of course you would look very much like you do now. Just with some enhancements to make you that much more fuckable, that much more usable. The perfect little toy. Wouldn't you like to be my perfect little toy? That's what we're going to do today, slut. I'm going to untie you. I'm going to take that gag out of your mouth. But you're going to be perfectly still and perfectly quiet. You will not squirm. You will not say a fucking word. Not one little moan. Not one sigh. will move only when I move you. When I position your arms and legs. Drag you around, limp and lifeless, putting you where I want you, fucking you where I wanna fuck you, slapping you and beating you. Start with something simple. I'm going to sit you up on the edge of the bed, palms down on the side of the bed. Now I'm going to gently with my fingers open your mouth. That's a good fuck toy. Now remember, you're going to be perfectly still. That includes your lips and your tongue. You slut. Yes. I'm going to use your mouth. I'm going to slide my cock into you. I'm going to shove it down your throat. And I'm going to fuck your face. My fingers in your hair, moving your head for you, and you will do absolutely nothing, nothing but take it, slut. You're going to be a good little fuck toy for me. Can you see how hard the thought has made me? Oh. Yes, this is going to be a very good day. And this is just the start, slut. After this. Maybe I will store you in the closet until I need you later. But right now, slut, I'm going to slide my cock in your mouth. I know you like it when I fuck your mouth, when you get to taste my cock. Now I'm going to put my thrust into your mouth. Oh, that's it. Fuck toy. Oh, suck it. Or rather, take it. And take it like the toy you are. Like the plaything. Yes, you're basically a piece of furniture now, aren't you? A piece of furniture with holes I can fuck and use. I honestly haven't decided yet, slut. All I know is I am enjoying fucking that mouth of yours. Nice and slowly. Tighter. Oh, yes. Oh, slut. Fuck. Fill that mouth of yours. Remember, you're just a toy. Just a fuck toy. And fuck toys can't swallow. No. So I expect you to let the cum pool in your mouth. And I expect it to all drip out of you, down your chin, down your chin and onto your chest. I expect you to be covered with my cum and your own spit. Because even though you're just my fuck toy. I know I'm going to be all slobbery and wet. From having your mouth full of my cock. Yes, slut. Fuck. Yes, I'd take it. Take it. Well, I fuck your mouth. I'm going to wipe you off and clean you up a little bit. And then I think it's time to put my toys away for a while.